Oh, you're here. So is there anybody else? You said Gail was trying to get in, or is that...
Grace.
Grace, okay. So we're all here. All right. Well, I just want to welcome everyone for being so devoted to your own path, to your own soul, to your own being, to your life, where we can come together here and learn. And so we just acknowledge our oneness, our heart connection, and we celebrate this time together as a time of revelation, growth, and learning. Amen.
Amen.
And so I introduce to you our beloved monk, Dat Phang, or Tong Bin Tang, and he comes to us as a graduate, a graduate of Temple University with a PhD in pharmacology, right?
Pharmaceutical care. Yeah.
And an expert in addressing diabetic issues with nutrition and mindfulness, especially mindful eating, right? And what else?
Yeah, we have more laid out.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. And so we welcome you, and we so appreciate you taking the time to be here at Unity. And there will be more people coming throughout the day, so we're very happy about all this. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Diane. So good morning, my friends. Today the 4th of October 2016, and at the end I introduce to you about the program we have today, and myself, Dr. Dat Phang. Last year we have opportunity to visit the church and share with the community a little bit, and then this year again we have opportunity to come back to share here, and then also tomorrow at the Keegan Community College. Before we start the program this morning, I would like to invite you to sit straight. Try not to lean back to the chair. Relax your shoulder, maybe the whole of your body. Maybe you can close your eyes. Come back to your breathing. Just observe it. First, you may pay attention of your lower abdominal to see how your belly expanding when you're breathing in, and it deflating when you're breathing out. Just observe it to see how it in and out, expanding or deflating. And then next, you can pay more attention at your respiration. Maybe from the belly level, or maybe you can move your attention to the entrance of your nostril and feel the air moving in and moving out through your nostril. When you're breathing in, you have a feeling of the air moving in and the pressure thrust to the entrance or to the nostril wall. The same thing when you're breathing out, you feel the air moving out and thrust the wall of your nostril. Just be there concentrate or pay attention at the entrance of your nostril. We don't need to do anything else. Just observe your respiration naturally, objectively. When you're breathing in, you know you are breathing in. When you're breathing out, you know you are breathing out. Breathing in, you are aware that you bring in the new fresh energy from the universe to nourish your body and mind. When you're breathing out, you are aware that you expel out the negative gas, the toxic substance in your body out, so the universe can transform it for us. So just observe your respiration naturally, objectively. You don't need to do anything else, not control it, not modify it. Just let it go, let it flow naturally, and just be with it. When you're breathing in, you bring in the new fresh energy from the universe to nourish and heal your body and mind. When you're breathing out, you feel your body relax from the muscle to the tendon, the blood vessel, the nerve. Breathing in, you know clearly you are breathing in. Breathing out, you are aware of the outcoming breath. Once in a while, after the few breathing, your mind may be wandering away, not pay attention of your respiration, not fully be with your body. Not condemn it, not blame it, just invite it back fully with your body, with your attention at the entrance of your nostril. in, you know, you are breathing in. Breathing out, you know, you are breathing out. Breathing in, refresh your body and mind. Breathing out, relax your body, calm your mind. All right. Thank you, my friend. Can you tell me how can we survive? By what? How can we live? How can we survive?
Taking energy.
From what?
Well, everything around us, and food, water, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else? Anyone? Think about it.
I could say plasma, but I won't.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, that's true. We can survive by the energy on the food, on the ring. Yeah, that's a very important, right? Mm-hmm. But that's why okay, it's dry, but it's not complete. That's why we need to learn more, and we need to apply more. And what we just apply, what we just sit together only 5-10 minutes, we do nothing, right? We don't move, so the body sit totally relaxed, do nothing, right? We don't talk, right? And we don't think. So that means okay, totally the body from the outside to inside, we do nothing. It seems very easy, but it's not really, right? Because the habit of our mind, okay, it's wandering all around, jumping in, jumping out. And even though our body, okay, when we walk, we're tired, we want to rest. But now when we rest, okay, it's not want to sit still, right? It's to try to move around a little bit, or feel uncomfortable. So it reacts, it reacts. So, and then when we sit together, a few times I remind you to come back to our breathing, right? Actually, that's much, much more important than the food we eat and the drink we drink. Because think about that, how many times you eat every day? 5 times? 10 times, maximum, right? Even though okay, you have a snack, okay, you have a 3 main meal, and you have your 3 snack time, and then the little snack, okay, so maximum you can eat 10 times per day, right? How many times you drink? 10, 15, maximum 20, right? How many breathing you have a day? 15 per minute. Average, right? 15 times per minute average. When you're upset, when you're anxiety, when you're angry with me, go up to 20, 22, 25, right? So, average 15 per minute. You have a 15 per minute. An hour, you have a 60 minute. So you have a 900 times per hour. You have a 24 hour a day. So think how many times. Okay, so you can stop eating for half a day, even though for a day, a week, a month, you're still alive. You're still alive. But how long you can hold your breath? 4 minutes maximum. Okay, the work rest got now. Only 4 minutes maximum, you're out. See, so it's much more important than the food or the rain, the breathing. If you can breathing in, and you cannot breathe now, we gone. That's why when we sneeze, what we say? God bless you. Why is that? Because at that moment we're not breathing, we stop breathing. So if that prolong, we gone. You see? So if we breathing out and we cannot breathing in, we gone too. So. Breathing is much, much more important than drinking or eating. But we're not aware about that. Okay? So the mindfulness program actually is the, what is the mindfulness? Very basic, very simple. Mindful. That means fully attention, fully present. Be present, be there with your body, right? The mind has to be with the body fully, 100%, at every single moment. Because think about the circle, or you think about the tide, right? When we ride the bike, or when we ride a car, the tide or the bike, okay, it has a circle, right? It's round. But at every single moment, remember, only one little point touch on the ground, on the surface. If it not touch, we cannot move forward. Right? We cannot move forward. Only when we had a circle and with the straight line, only one little point touching from one point to the other point, from one moment to the other moment. Without touching between the circle and the light, or between the thigh or the bike with the rope, we cannot move forward. So the same thing in here. Our life, 50-year-old, 70-year-old, 100-year-old, that is the connection of every single breathing, every single breath. If we have a one or two breathing, had a problem, and we had a problem, and I told you maximum 4 minutes, without that, we're gone, right? So be present with our body fully from every single moment, every single activity. And then remember, Every single activity from the physical level to the sub-physical, for example, the heart beating, the intestine compression, the stomach squeezing, all that one, okay, it's to the physical activity. But we not feel it much, and we may not control it much, because have the other system of our brain to control it. But and then, that's still the activity of the signal or the order from our brain, from our headquarters. Without the order, without the signal from the headquarters, no one can do anything. That's why That's why when we had a brain death, right? We cannot swallow, we cannot eat, we cannot have bowel movement. We just like the innate subject. So again, the mindfulness program, it includes all that. But basically, we need to be present fully with our body at every single moment, every single activity. Today, at Diane introduce you, okay, we will talk, we will make emphasize on the mindfulness of eating. Why? Because as you look at the society nowadays, we have almost 70% of Americans, right? Not only the adult, the teenager and the toddler, they have what problem?
Obesity.
Obesity, overweight. And if we look a little bit deeper inside, high sugar, right? High cholesterol, high blood pressure, right? Why is that? Basically, because we not, first, like the question I asked you this morning, we not really know how can we survive. How can we survive? Because our body it have four different levels. Our body have four different levels. If we look really superficial, we think that, okay, the physical body is the main one, right? Because every single activity, we walk, we sit, we run, we eat, we cry, we study, whatever, it appears on a physical level, right? So that's why we don't see the sub level, that means the physiology, the psychology, or the spiritual. So that's what we think, right? Because based on what we observe. But actually, it's totally opposite. It's totally opposite. Because think about, first we need to know what is the physical body. The hand, the feet, the body, the muscle, the tendon, right? The skeleton. And the physiological body, why is that? The biochemical reaction, right? The biochemical reaction, that is the process to convert, first to convert on the food you put it in. It had to digest, it had to chop it down, it had to break it down, it had to transport from, for example, from the mouth down through the throat to the digestive system, and it had to pass through the intestinal wall to get into the bloodstream, right? And from the bloodstream, it had to deliver to all the cells, to the organ. And that's not it. Where did it live to that? Okay, it had to do something else. It had to burn it to provide energy for you. It had to synthesize the hormone. It had to synthesize the new cell. All kind of work. The whole society in there. All right? So that's what we call the physiological body. But that's not it. For example, how can it maintain your body temperature? That is that function too. And how can it maintain your strength, your immunity from that level too, right? And in the next level, it is subdivision behind that, psychological, your emotion in general, right? Your emotion. Another level are the psychology. That means the activity of your brain. The activity of your brain. Because when you're busy to work, You forgot about the hungry, right? You forgot. Maybe it passed the noontime, it passed 2 p.m. But when you finish your work, oh, I'm so hungry, right? So that the activity of the brain. But at that noontime, you hear the clock, bang, 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 12 strike. And that signal to remind you at lunchtime. And then, okay, you feel hungry. So that the activity from our brain. Okay, that's the third level. And the very deep, the spiritual level. So think about that. Because we look very superficial, not deeply. So we think all the activity based on the physical level. So the physical body is the main one. But actually not. That's why I told you totally opposite. Totally opposite. Because if you not learn how to use the other level of the energy in the universe, even though right now you have a lot of extra energy stored in your body, in your muscle, in your organ, in your liver, right? But if you don't know how to use that stored energy, if you don't know how to use the other level of the universal energy, after 2 or 3 days without putting in the new food, you see, you run out of energy, you cannot do anything. You don't have energy to walk. You don't have energy to move your hand. And some other people, they cannot open their mouth to talk. You see? So actually, all activity from the physical level need to have energy to move, to walk. With that energy, we cannot move, we cannot talk. Even though we cannot smile, we cannot open our eyes. See? So, every single activity of our body need to have energy. But the energy where we get, we have two different level energy. The basic, very gross energy to provide for our body to work, what we call ATP. Remember, biology 101.
Adenosine triphosphate.
Correctly, very good, you see? So that is the growth energy our body needs for all the physical activity. But then we have another kind of energy. We have another kind of energy. Okay, the scientific cannot define that yet, cannot measure that yet. But it's very important. For example, you see people, if they have the faith, right? They can fast for a long period of time. They don't eat, even they don't drink. So how can they survive very healthy, very brightly, very brilliant, very smart, right? And then some other level of energy to maintain what we call the basal activity in our body, right? So that's why every single activity from the physical level need to have energy. And the energy, where it comes from the physiological body. This is the one to convert all the food you eat, the drink you drink, into the energy. Doesn't matter what you eat, you may eat fruit, you may eat carbohydrate, dry bread, bean, you may eat meat, you may eat fish, whatever, you may eat fat, you may eat nut, right? Many different kind of material, carbohydrate, protein, lipid, whatever. So this machine, the physiological body, responsible for the conversion from that raw material into the energy for your body. You see? And then think about that. It have many different, because you have many different time of the raw material. So we need to have different kind of machine to convert it. Like if you have the engine use gasoline, it's different, right? You diesel, it's different. You gas, it's different. You charcoal, it's different. So the time of the engine use different kind of material, okay, it's a little different. So here, we input too many different raw materials, so in our body it have many, many different. And right now we have about 500 minimum biochemical reaction in our body. That's what the lab right now can identify. But actually we have much, much more than that. Maybe thousands of that, right? And even though it have more than that, much more than that, think about that. Right now we have 35 to 50% of what we call placebo effect. You know that, right? So our body automatically synthesize the new substance needed for your body at that condition. It's not at any other time. At that time, at that moment, for that condition only. And each person at different time will produce, will synthesize totally different with the other. You see, 35 to 50% of all of the condition right now, okay, we have a placebo effect. And on the opposite, we have a what we call nocebo effect. Placebo effect, that means when you have the belief, you have a good attitude, you have a strong mind. So our body will produce the good substance to heal or to treat the disease or the abnormal, the out balance in our body. But on the other side, what we call opposite, when we're under stress, when we're angry, or we're upset, when we're in the bad mood, our body will synthesize the substance to create a problem for our body. So that's why we get sick, we had a lot of problems now today. So that is the second level of energy. Right? With that energy, okay, it cannot make our physical body move or do anything. And then because we have many different time of machine, many different levels in the physiological body, so we need to have a higher body to control, to manipulate. That is what we need the brain. Okay? We need the brain, the headquarters, what we call the psychological body. But unfortunately, this level of the body is higher than the physiological body already. But it cannot work 24 over 7. Maximum it can work 16 to 18 hours per day only. If you stay overnight all day long, one day to the next, maximum after a week, you pass out. Automatically shut down. Automatically your body will shut down. That is the way the natural setup it can protect itself. So it can work maximum 16 to 18 per day for long. Okay? Secondly, it be impacted by the external factor a lot. For example, you eat the same thing, you eat the same amount of food, but when you're happy, it will digest different, it will absorb different. When you're angry, it will digest different, it will absorb different. When you're sad, it will digest totally different, it absorb different. You know this one, right? You experience this one for sure. Not a lot, but at least once in a while. Even though when you go to the party, at first, very happy, you eat very well, and turn out at the end, you feel upset or you're angry, and then look at the food, it's flock blood in there and it make you, your belly, so this tank cannot digest so heavy, so tired, right? So because of that weakness, cannot work continually 24/7 and it be impact from the external. So it's not perfect yet. So that's why we need another body. Can work 24/7 and not be impacted by the external. But you see, that is the four level. So the higher or the deeper, the more important. Okay? But, and then because of the, if we're not really mindful, we're not recognize it, you see? And that's why, okay, when I ask you, say, okay, we need food and drink. Even though breathing, it's not really deep, but we can feel it, right? But beside that, we have much, much more other level. It's much more important. So from this, from this respected, we see why we had a problem. Because if we think we, based on the physical level, so we supply the food. Usually, okay, we think about the quantity and the raw material more than the invisible energy. Especially when we turn out into the industrial society now. We have only 30-minute break or 45-minute break. We think we don't have enough time to have a lunch, so we try to eat real fast, okay, to put all the meal into the stomach, so it's done, right? That means, okay, we just care from the physical level, the quantity, and we cannot use the other level of the food. But if we have time, we sit down before we eat, we can look at the dish, right? It's colorful, decoration really good, cooking very nice, the smell really good, right? We enjoy it first. And then slowly, okay, we put little and little in our mouth, and then we just leave there, we not chew it yet. And then we smell it better, and now we can taste it. It combine together, it synchronize together, and it boosts up the satisfaction. See? That means we can use all kind of energy higher than that. And we feel satisfied much, much more when we eat really less. So if we nourish our body like that, the physical level will be small. But the in physical, the no-form body, it will nourish. So it will be lighter, it will be brighter, right? It will be healthier. So that is the first one, okay? The first one. Think about the second one. We're out of balance now too because we're not aware about this. We have a 24-hour day. Everyone had the same, right? Everyone had the same. No one have a more than 24, no one have a less than 24. But think about why in the old time, when we are in agricultural time, we are very healthy, very happy. But now, we are in the modern time. We live with the care, the indoor more than outdoor, right? We live with more furnished, more comfortable life. And then we turn out we have a lot of problems. Why is that? Look at this one. The balance between the universe, okay? The balance between universe, in this universe, okay, all the way in the circle. And we think about the two major society in this universe. You are the animal. The animal and the botanical. Right? The tree, the plant. So one side is the plant, the other side the animal. Both of that have to work together, harmony, completely, perfectly in the closed circuit. In the closed circuit. Think about that. Whatever the animal expel, thrown out, from the very super, very, very superficial level, like the air. You cannot feel the air, right? But what we expel out? Carbon dioxide, right? And if we go down a little bit, below the air, what we have? The liquid, the tear, the sweat, the urine, right? And down to the lower level, the solid, the excrement. And finally, our body, right? So whatever the animal thrown out, the plant will take it in. You see? The plant will take it in. Dada can hear me or not. If not, okay, you can have microphone if you want.
Okay, I'll get one.
Yeah, all right. So, think about whatever the animal throw now, the plant could catch it and convert it, transform it, and give back, right? Carbon dioxide throw now, the plant will get it, turn it into oxygen. Or whatever the animal thrown out, the water, the solid, the plant will take it and transform it into nutrition, give it back to the animal. Both of that had to work hand in hand in the closed circuit, completely, no gap. Okay? And who are the one? Who are the one to control that? The sun. Not you. The universe and the sun. The sun. When the sun arrives, the sunlight coming out, the plant start to work. Okay? The plant start to work. All the biochemical reactions start to work. It will get in the carbon dioxide and turn out into the oxygen. It get all the waste product turn out into the nutrition. And then when the sunset stop, it will get in oxygen the same with you. All the biochemical reaction inside stop working. You see? But we're not aware about that. We know that. We learned that from biology, right? 101, 102. But if we live correctly, harmoniously, balance, we have no problem. But think about now today. That we're talking about the horizontal, right? Sunrise and sunset. Now we talk about the vertical. We have noontide and midnight. Okay, symmetrical to balance it. What time you wake up? 5 or 6? How much? 7? Okay, 5, very good. Average 6, right? Average 6. From 6 a.m. to noon time, how many hours? 6 hours. Okay? From noon time, what time you go to bed? 10 or 12? If you are really good, you go to bed at 10. Okay? You go to bed at 10. How many hours? 10 hours, right? 10 hours. So, from the darkness to the brightness, you only 6 hours. From the light to the darkness, 10 hours. More than 150%.
You can't put that behind. See? You have to put it up here.
More than 150%. And if you think most of now today, you go to bed almost midnight. So 200%, 2 hours. You see, how can it balance? Think about if you wake up at 6, and to 6, that means 6 a.m. to 18. At this time, whatever we give now, plan will... Okay, so if we want it balanced, 6 a.m. to 18, that is balanced. So whatever we throw out, the plan will convert all that for us. So we have no toxic substance or no byproduct left over in the cosmos, right? But if we stay too late, another six hours, so what, who will take care the byproduct, and who will clean the air, who will transform all the one we eliminate out for that 6 hours? So that's why, and think about that, if the time before noon time, only half of the time from noon time to midnight, the longer time we stand, we walk, we do activity, the more we consume, and the more we eliminate. You see? The more we eliminate. So it's totally out of balance. When it's out of balance, okay, in our body, okay, we have the deposit of the raw material. The raw material deposit where? The lower belly. Alright? The raw material deposit in the gallbladder, and that's why we have the problem with kidney stone, with all kinds of the kidney problem, colon cancer, number one now in America, number one killing, number one of the killer in America, colon cancer. And the kidney transplantation, number one on the list now. You see, long life. See, so that we're talking about the growth level, the substance. And how about the air? How about the air? Yeah. If we stay another 6 hours extra, we cannot expel all the negative gas out of our body. So it will remain in our lung. Okay? It will remain in our lung. And if we expel whatever we can expel out in the environment, no one there to get it, to convert it, to transform it for us. And then we may get it back. You see, so we don't have 100% poor air with the 90% oxygen or 20% oxygen saturation out there to breathe it in. You see? So, we have air pollution outside, we have a soil and water solution pollution outside. The same thing in the body. We have the deposit, okay, in the lower abdominal colon cancer, number one. We have a kidney stone, kidney problem in the liquid. And now, look up, okay, look up another one. We have a respiratory problem, lung cancer number one in America too. Connection, you see? See, and in the East, you see, lung and lot in statin, it is hand in hand, in a pair, to working together. So when the lung had a problem, the lot in statin had a problem. When the lot in statin had a problem, the lung will have a problem. It connect together, hand in hand, as a pair, to working together. like liver and gallbladder, right? Like stomach and spleen, like bladder and kidney, pair hand in hand, working together. So you see, if we're not mindful about that, we're so awkward, we're not really balanced in our life. So when we're out of the balance, that is the sickness, the illness. Whatever out of balance, okay, it becomes the problem. In the body, out of the environment, the same thing. But it's really connection. It's really connection. So from that, it leads to another problem. We have, as I told you, high blood sugar, high cholesterol, but not only high cholesterol, we have a high bad cholesterol. Not the good one. High triglyceride, all right? And we worry about the cancer. Again, the nightmare for the new century. But we worry, but we don't know why is that. Think about that. The same, and I told you, the same food we eat, okay? The same food we eat, but if we eat in the mindful way, if we eat in the happy way, it comes out different. But if we eat in the unmindful way, if we eat in the stress, the worryness, the angriness, etc., it turns out totally different. And in the time, think about that. Midnight to noon, the vertical axis, the one to set up, to control the balance in our body and the universe. So then it moves from the darkness into the brightness. It moves from the redness into the activity. It moves from the resting into the walking. From the storage into the burning. So that's why you see the nature already set up. At 7 a.m., the stomach starts to work very strong. So you can put in the new raw material so it can burn out to supply the energy from the beginning of the day for you so the machine can get ready to work. See? And it slow down, it slow down, slow down, slow down. With the universal energy. From the slow to fast, 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 faster to the noontime, the maximum. And after noontime, it starts to slow down, slow down, slow down. After 18 p.m., it's totally normal. Into storage, into redness. You see? So that's why if we sleep more afternoon than before noon, we bring in the food, we input in. After that, so it start to go down, slow, 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 and story, and story. So that's why whatever we put in, it not burn out to supply the energy for the body. If the body don't have energy, it again, it send a message to the headquarters, hey, I don't have enough energy to work, so provide me more. But because when we provide in, okay, be affected by the whole nature, the natural energy circadian, okay? So it starts to slow down, and then it put into storage. So that's why you see, in one side, in one hand, we don't have enough energy to work, so we slow down, right? We feel tired, we're sluggish. But on the other hand, we get fat. We get overweight. You see the problem? Yeah, that is wrong. And then the main principle, the main principle in the universe. It's not good or bad. Any phenomenon in the universe, it no say I'm good or I'm bad. Okay, remember that. Nothing in the universe is good or bad. It depends on how we use it. Depends on how much, what time, the way we use it. But by itself, by its nature, it cannot say good or bad.
So the same thing like darkness of brightness with night time of daytime. Okay? The activity, the relaxation, okay, it has its own function. Okay? But it balance, we okay. But it out balance, we have a problem. The people active too much still had a problem, right? The people not active had a problem. So when the principle, when the movement stay balanced or faster, it turn out good. When the movement of the substance moving fast or fast and faster, it goes to the better. When it goes opposite direction, slower, it becomes negative, it becomes worse. Think about it. The solid, alright? If we don't have a lot of furniture, the equipment in the room, we feel free to move around, right? Easier, faster, lighter. When we have more physical, more furniture, right? Block, more dust, more trash, more things can get stuck in there. The same thing like the fluid. You see, if the stream, right, or the current, the faster it's running, okay, the better it will be. The slower it's running, the more problem it creates, right? The more problem it creates. So, the same thing like the air. If it ventilates, you feel better, right? Fresher. If it's lucky, if not ventilate, you feel really tired. So that principle tell us what? If you have a good substance, but if you let it go slow, move slow, it creates a problem. It becomes bad. On the other hand, if you have a very dirty, very bad substance, but you let it move, it become better. Right? So that's the problem right now. So if we bring it in the nutrition, if we eat too fast, if we eat too much, and then it cannot convert, it cannot transform, it cannot digest. We had a problem, stomach problem number one right now in America. You see, reflux, PPI, ranitidine, Nexium, Prilosec, number one selling in America. So stomach problem, so we have problem right here. But if it pass here, we have next problem, pancreatitis, gallbladder, liver problem. See, if it pass this level, we have detention, belly, colon cancer. You see, if it pass the digestive system, go to circulation system. High blood sugar, why? That is nutrition. The sugar or the carbohydrate is the number one substance to burn out to supply the energy for our body. That is the main source of energy for our body. 60 to 65% of our body take from carbohydrate. Okay? So that's why in our diet, have to have at least 60 to 65% of carbohydrate. That is the main source of energy for our body. It's not a bad substance, but it goes really smooth. The digestive system, this do a good job. It passed everything through. It comes up perfectly. But when it passed over here, for many reasons, you not exercise enough, you be overweight, or you sit down all day long to work, you're under stress, etc. So the movement of the blood not enough, not sufficient enough. That means it slow down, right? So it gets stuck there. So it becomes high blood sugar. The sugar stay there for 24 hours maximum. It turn out to be fat, cholesterol. So many people say, I am veggie. I don't eat meat. I don't eat fish. I don't eat oil. I don't eat any animal product. So how come I have cholesterol from the carbohydrate? Even though from the sugar, or even though from your stress. See? So, carbohydrate is the main source of sugar for the energy for our body.